Hoping to keep momentum going from the Women's March on Washington last month, a rally is scheduled tomorrow in Springfield. Another event Saturday in Western Massachusetts will raise money for an abortion rights fund. The Our Bodies, Our Justice rally in Springfield Saturday will focus on reproductive justice, with speakers expected to talk about how defunding organizations like Planned Parenthood and restricting legal access to abortion will disproportionately harm poor people and minorities. The demonstration, scheduled for 1 to 3 p.m. at Springfield City Hall, is not focused exclusively on abortion rights, according to Lindsay Sabadosa, a co-chairperson of the rally.
That is not the world we live in anymore. You can't have single issue anything. Everything is interconnected. So, nope, we are definitely a multi-issue rally under the umbrella of reproductive justice.
The impetus for many who show up Saturday will no doubt be the perceived threat to women's health care posed by the Republican majority in Washington. The event will try to rally support behind a bill in Massachusetts that would require insurers to continue to cover birth control without copays if that is eliminated from federal law. Scheduled speakers include Josie Valentin, a social justice activist and Holyoke City Councilor, Denise Hurst, a Springfield School Committee member, State Representative Aaron Vega, and Donna Stern of the Massachusetts Nurses Association. There will also be musical performers and dancers.
It is, you know, a political event, so we're going to be talking about lots of important issues, but we're going to have fun while we do it.
Sabadosa said the rally is sponsored by a dozen organizations affiliated with a variety of causes.
It's inclusive. So, yes, women are definitely going to be facing challenges, but we're all going to be facing challenges.
The rally was in jeopardy for a time earlier in the week when organizers learned they had not obtained the city permits required. Mayor Dominic Sarno granted approval for the rally in the interest of freedom of speech, even though all the city licensing guidelines were not followed.
I feel like we've, you know, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, and we're ready to go, permit in hand.
The Abortion Rights Fund of Western Massachusetts will hold its annual Roe event Saturday at the Red Barn at Hampshire College from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a fundraiser for the organization that provides financial help for women seeking abortions. Carrie Baker, a member of the organization's board of directors, said the fund helped 260 women last year.
Sometimes people say, well, we have mass health, so why do we need this kind of service? But the fact is that people need additional funds because many are working poor with high insurance deductibles, immigrants, vets, and other federal employees don't have coverage. And so, you know, we do a lot to try to fill in those gaps and assist people in times of crisis. And, you know, I think now is a particularly important time for folks to come together and support each other.
Yamani Hernandez, who heads the National Network of Abortion Funds, is the keynote speaker at the event in Amherst. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.